Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. I tell you what, I got the professor here with me again today. We're glad to be back with y'all. And I just wanted to roll right into this, Douglas, and then I'm going to hand it over to you. But we've done a two-part series. And again, all this journalisming, I can't keep up. I mean, we throw it out content. We're throwing out this content left and right. But we just finished up a two-part William Bartram series. The second part is in the field. Actually, both portions had some field work involved, where the professor and I were retracing William Bartram's travels here in Levy County. And so make sure to check that out. And again, there's a video and audio version for both of those episodes. I think you'll enjoy both formats. One little update, Douglas, I'm working with local authorities, to work with them to hopefully maybe establish a William Bartram Trail in Levy County so that folks can learn about this, his travels and experience them. And I've gotten some.
Well, there is one in Georgia already, isn't there?
There's a lot of them, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Georgia, the Appalachians.
The man cut many a trail.
The man made, he cut some new trails, that's right. And Putnam County has probably done the most work of any of the Florida places he's been. But hey, we're going to get in there too. And I think it'd be very educational and just another positive thing we can do here in our local community to highlight his work, because he did some great descriptions of what this area looked like, you know, before the European expansion, really. So some of the last views of natural Florida. So anyway, excited about that. I think we'll do some more work like that. We love Florida history and any history. We are all about real stuff. I mean, you don't hear a lot of fiction from these boys. We bring a real stories.
Stories are absolutely true.
Yeah, these are absolutely
true. Believe it or not.
The things you hear on this podcast, you can take to the bank, right? Now, of course, all the banks are about to fold. That's why I buy that Bitcoin when I can. But anyway, Bitcoin, we can do that for an episode two someday. But the other thing I was going to throw out there real quick, Douglas, is that they're still on the hunt for the Buck Bay Bandit. Now, we mentioned the Buck Bay Bandit. Actually, mentioned it on one of them right after one of them Bartram episodes. We were paddling out there in the river, but they still looking for him. And so keep your eyes and keep your doors locked, keep your weapons secure, because he's out there still running around.
Well, you will realize from the news story I have today, he's not the only thing to worry about still running around out there.
Let's roll right into that award-winning journalisming, Professor Barlow, and lay that on us, sir.
Well, first I want to mention, Steve, as we were saying, if you donate to the podcast and you leave us a comment, we will read that if we can get to it in the podcast. And I have a few today I wanted to share. With our listeners. Okay, so Irene from donates $5 from Compahonka, I can't really tell, Alabama.
Okay.
She comments, I would give you boys some good home cooking if you're ever in the area. That's all she has to say. So thank you, Irene.
That's all she needed to say. Amen. All right. Thank you, Irene.
Okay. We have another one here. Preacher Dave donates $2. Preacher Dave. And he has a comment here. You boys don't need hookers in Atlanta. You need to be reading your Bibles.
Amen, brother Dave. Amen.
Fair comment from Preacher Dave there. Preacher Dave, that was just a joke about the hookers in Atlanta.
Right.
It was just a joking. Okay. Right. But he donated $2. He must be a Baptist preacher.
Yeah. Because it was only $2. That's right. Yeah.
Here we got one from a local person here. Just give their initials DRT. Okay. And they say, the smuggling in your areas, in your area there, boys, it was worse than you think in the 60s and 70s and even into the 80s. And yes, Betts Big T was rumored to be a big distribution point. And this is from DRT, just gives his initials, Fowler's Bluff, Florida. Oh, so a local guy donates $10.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So you slip in that little donation and give us a comment, and we may be able to read it during the podcast.
Are we going
to
stop by Miss Irene's house next time we have
I just can't quite make out that city in Alabama, and I was not familiar with it. You know?
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. But I had a news story, and this relates to some things we've been discussing on the podcast and some things you mentioned on the last podcast, or one thing you mentioned. And, you know, in Florida, you have to be careful or worried about, you might come home, there's an alligator in the pool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay. You might come home and there's a possum in the garage.
Oh, yeah. Lots of wildlife in Florida.
A snake in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, everybody in Florida knows about this already, so you're kind of ready for that. But there's a new danger out there, a new villain. You might come home and there is a naked man in your house to burgle you.
Oh, no.
That's yeah. Yes, this is a new danger in Florida, in addition to the Buck Bay Bandit. And this comes from our honorable deputies in Volusia County, I do believe, here is where this is from. And this came from Fox 35, and headline reads, naked Florida man caught trying to break into woman's homes, deputies say, and they have dubbed him the birthday suit bandit.
The birthday. Oh, that's worse than a Buck Bay band.
Oh. Yeah. I can think a few things more horrifying than coming home with a naked man in my house.
Oh, my God.
Now, maybe some people would like that. I don't know. But
well, I tell you, from what I see in my travels, I'm kind of like William Bartram. I travel. From what I see in my travels, I ain't wanting to see very many of y'all naked. I'm just, I hate to be that way. I hate to be that way.
Okay, well, let's learn about this birthday suit bandit, because he is somewhat dangerous. A Florida man is being labeled as a birthday suit bandit by deputies after they say he tried to break into a Flagler County home. So this is Flagler County, whilst completely naked. And there is a video of this online. Matthew Hunter, 63. Say it with me. There is no fool like an old
fool.
Now, weren't you just warning the other day about old Florida man?
Watch out. Old
Florida man will step up his game.
Yeah. You issue another level of respect when you encounter old Florida.
Right. A young Florida man might burgle you. Yeah. Old Florida man's going to do it whilst naked.
Right. Next level. Next level. Just like you
know. Old Florida man has nothing to lose. Is now facing charges of attempted burglary, exposure of sex organs, plural, and criminal mischief. So I guess a man actually has multiple sex organs. I didn't think about that. A man could have as many as three.
It's a good thing that we don't think about that.
So he's charged with exposure of sex organs. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, Saturday, April 26th, shortly after midnight, the Flagler County Sheriff's Office received 911 call about a man trying to break into a residence. And the woman called 911 after she heard someone fiddling with the front door. And deputies found him walking away from the house completely naked, as described. But there's more to this story. More to this story of Mr. Hunter. He was actually a neighbor and lived nearby, and this happened at midnight, and his wife had no idea he had even left the house.
Oh.
So I think it's like a Clark Kent and Superman kind of thing. He transforms into the birthday suit bandit at midnight, and nobody knows about it.
Yeah. Well, see, his plan, I know how Florida man thinks. his plan was he was going to use her, his wife, as a witness. She could be like, hey, he didn't leave the house. He was
an alibi, right. But Steve, you know how Popeye got his power from spinach?
You're right.
All villains have a source of power.
That's it.
And this villain does too, the birthday suit bandit. Now, what would you maybe want to guess would be his source of power?
I guess all that exposed skin absorbs moonlight. I don't know.
You're overthinking it. Yeah. Think spiritus liquors.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Nothing new here.
When his wife later spoke to deputies, she said her husband had been drinking heavily and was taking psychiatric medication. So there you see the source of the birthday bandit's power. Kids, if you're drinking heavily, don't take psychiatric medication. If you're taking psychiatric meds, don't drink heavily. Yeah. You might turn to the birthday suit bandit.
Yep. Yeah, you start mixing them things together, get that cocktail. That's that Florida cocktail.
Florida cocktail. County court records now show that he's expected to appear for an arraignment. But, you know, these judges, they'll just tap him on the wrist and he'll be out there loose again. So watch out, folks. You may come home with a naked man in your house to burgle you. So there you have it.
I tell you, Florida man, old Florida man coming in strong right there. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, I'm glad we're getting this information out there because that's a new twist. And, you know, like you say, when you come in that bathroom at night in Florida or you go out there on that, I don't even know how to say this word they use now. It's called lanai. Is that it? Like the back patio, the back porch?
The Florida room, yeah.
Yeah, the Florida room. Them Yankees have got a fancy, like a Hawaiian word, lanai or lanai.
Oh, but okay.
You lanai on out there, you better be watching. And
watch where you step and watch where you put your hands, folks.
There could be organs. There could be organs. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, thanks again, Professor, bringing that to our listeners, keeping you on your toes.
Absolutely. The Buck Bay Bandit. Now we have the Birthday Suit Bandit.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got another story for us, and I think this will close us. Hey, this next one.
They have their clothes on.
Okay, it involves some nakedness. It involves some nudity, and I didn't. I'm just bringing the news. I'm not curating. We're kind of like CNN. Hey, we are journalisming, and now I may not have any formal journalism training, but I'm doing journalisming. I didn't major in journalisming, but one thing I want to say right on the get go with this story. This involves a minor, right? And this poor boy has suffered enough already, and we don't want to make light of this poor boy suffering because I can feel his pain. And you're going to understand. You're going to understand how much pain. This boy is going to be traumatized for the rest of his life. And I was 16 myself once, Douglas, and you were. This is a young Florida man we're about to talk about. Okay. So again, this involves a minor, and I'm trying to carry on in the tradition of other journalists that did, you know, like Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah, and I'm trying to do the right thing for this young man. So just keep that in mind.
All right. Yeah.
Not making fun of him, but this little story here, it comes from OcalaNews.com. You can go read it yourself again. Yeah. And so from OcalaNews.com. And again, it was just a couple weeks ago, Douglas, we talking about that Florida woman, but Ocala woman. Ocala woman. Now, you get over there. This is just a little note to any of you young men here in Levy County. You get over there. It's just the county next to us. You roll in there, Marion County. It's full of horse women. I don't need to say anything else, right? I mean, you just say horse woman. That's again, you next level Florida and right there. So
right.
No surprise on this story coming in here from Marion County with the Ocala woman. So Florida woman nursing. Here's the headline: nursing license suspended. For Florida mom accused of having sex with stepson. Now,
just reading it. They put it out there.
I'm going to keep this as family friendly as possible.
Well, sounds very family friendly.
Yeah, she is very family friendly. She's helping out the dad and the stepson. And again, I'm not making light of this. This poor boy. Now you can go to Ocala, this link here, OcalaNews.com, and see they got several pictures of her from her Instagram. And I can tell, again, I remember when I was 16, it was an incredible trauma. This poor man, he's probably going to have like a nurse, you know, she's a nurse. So he's probably going to have a nurse problem the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying? But they have suspended her nursing license out of to be safe. The Florida Department of Health has issued an emergency order to suspend her nursing license. And this all came about, Douglas. Her name is Alexis Yates, and she's an RN, and now she's facing this sexual battery charge. And all of this
battered the boy, huh?
battery. Yeah, like I say, this poor boy, I tell you. Now, all this kind of went down. I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty. They do kind of paint a clear picture on this article, and they also include a lot of pictures of Miss Alexis. How this went down is, and so be careful again when you coming in your home, right? Like Florida man, he'd been working all day and this is the dad, and the dad, he coming home and mom and stepson, you know, his son and stepmom, they were involved in some activities in the living room, right in the middle of the living room. So anyway, I don't need to go any further on that. Now they have contacted, the state has involved, they've enrolled a digital forensic examiner.
This digit?
Yeah, them digits, multiple digits involved here, I think, with Miss Alexis. And the digital examiner, here's what I think you're thinking of other digits, Douglas, but what he's doing, he's getting them cell phones. And so he's got all them cell phones.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. Yes.
Yeah. So he done collected up the cell phones and he's examining the digits and these cell phones.
They've been talking dirty.
There you go. There's always that foreplay before, you know, you don't just jump on the couch with stepmom. So there's a whole nother article, and our listeners, I encourage you go look into this because you need to be aware of all this stuff going on out there. But as a whole, they've already downloaded everything the digital forensic examiner has found.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, so this is for adults only. Go read this because, you know, it's amazing to me the level of journalisming out there, Doug. They break that. I mean, they don't hold back, right?
And, like us, we hold back a little.
Yeah, we hold back. We family friendly show, but again, this poor boy suffered mightily. He suffered mightily, Douglas. I'll tell you. They even got some of the dialogue between him and his dad after it was over, you know, and, anyway, all very interesting, but, Miss Alexis Yates, I got a feeling she's going to be leaving Florida. But, Ocala horsewomen coming in strong right there. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. Well, at Marion County, it is kind of the middle of the watermelon, you know, so it's
a, yeah, that's the heart of Florida right there. And I tell you, it's like it's a totally different world. You cross that county line, you leave Levy County.
Right. Well, it did involve clothes missing. So it was similar to the birthday suit bandit. But I think the Buck Bay bandit had clothes on. So he's young Florida man, I'm thinking.
Not only
that should be a clue to investigators.
Not only did he have clothes on, that Buck Bay bandit, but he had that hoodie.
And young guy. Yeah, young Florida man. Yeah.
Anybody running around with a daggum hoodie on in Florida anytime past Easter, they ought to look good.
Yeah. When you're old Florida man, you don't care anymore.
So right.
You just take it all off. I mean,
it's totally naked. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, folks, keep the comments coming. We love to read those on the air. We appreciate that. And that Buy Me a Coffee link is a great opportunity to put that comment in there. And you know, help support the show. We are very appreciative, very grateful for that. And we enjoy what we're doing. And we're going to bring you some more good content. We got some projects going. Still working on our cold case here in Levy and Gilchrist County. And we've got some more developments coming that we're working on. We work around the clock, the professor and I. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's journalisming. It's a full-time job we're finding. I'm supposed to be kind of doge retired. I'll tell you, it ain't working that way. So.
Yeah, we even think about it in our dreams.
It's constant.
The computer's always working, yes.
But hey, we're doing it for y'all, and we appreciate it, and we'll see you next time. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all costs. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Also, make sure to check out the video version on YouTube. The video version includes bonus content at the end you surely don't want to miss. If you have any ideas for future podcast episodes, or if you would like to be a guest, please reach out. We also ask for you to send pictures or any bonus content, and we'd be pleased to add it to the bonus content portion of an episode. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.